Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as a proper kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, because Doug loves movies.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug and I love movies. Nicely done. Usually in a showroom like this, the audience isn't called upon to perform. This looks really cool from where I'm sitting. We are coming to you. This is Doug Loves Movies coming to you from the Plaza Hotel. And this is the Plaza Theater on Saturday, September 6th, 2014. Wolf of Wall Street, Fight Terminator 2, Judgment Day of the Dead Men, Walking Tall, The President's Man in Black, Fisher King, Ralph at Dog Day, Afternoon Delight, Sleep Perfect, Murder by Death Wish 3, Amigo, Ghost World's End of Watchmen, Don't Leaving Las Vegas. So now that I said that, we can just stop. There's no reason to keep going. Did you guys bring some name tags today? Can I see your name tags? Some stuff's lighting up. Lots of name tags. You guys are putting Los Angeles to shame. I think I'm going to move the weekly show to Vegas instead of Los Angeles. You guys are down with that? You'd come? And isn't it exciting to be in this beautiful theater that's air-conditioned? Yes. I'm not going to name names, but some of you had to suffer through that last show. And I'm glad that it is finally behind us. This Tuesday in L.A., I'm welcoming back not only Lorenza Izzo from she won last week on the show, but also just to goose the L.A. crowd. I'm going to tell some hints. I got a star of an NBC comedy series, actor or actress from one of those, a creator of one of the funniest cable shows ever on cable. And my favorite Canadian's going to be on next week. You guys could try to figure out who that is. Schedules permitting. Thursday, September 11th, I'm doing stand-up at Zadie's in Chicago. And then on Monday, I'm doing Comedy Works in Denver, DouglasMovies.com, for all the dates and deets and links for tickets. Oh, and from the corrections department, Halle Berry was reading a book with her tits in Swordfish. Turns out that was a book. And someone claims it was Stephen Hawking's A Brief History of Time. I don't know if I buy that. But I guess her character was really smart in that movie. Let's look at the prize bag, you guys. There's lots of fun goodness in here. I'll tell you about that in a second. But someone brought a Purge Anarchy t-shirt. I don't know what that's about. Did any of you guys see Purge Anarchy? You did? I didn't see it, but was it better than Purge Not Anarchy? It was much better? Much better, but still not great, right? Okay. But at least much better. That's an improvement. I mean, I think if they make a Purge movie every year, eventually they'll like hit upon one that works, you know, because it's such a great premise that you could commit any crimes you want. Like, they should do Purge Las Vegas. Like, this town, just anybody doing whatever the fuck they wanted. I mean, it kind of already does happen, minus the thievery. Like, yeah, card counters cannot get caught, right, during the Purge. They could still get beat up by... So don't do that, you guys. Don't do that when the Purge comes around. When I was in Portland at the film festival there, somebody gave me... looks like Portland... it's a complete deck of playing cards, but it's designed by a local... Each card has a different back to it that's designed by a local Portland artist. That sounds super fun to me. I'm kind of regretting putting that in the prize bag. Same with somebody there gave me octopus socks. Yeah, so those are pretty sweet. I give you guys good stuff. you know, like my new album, you know. I'm tired of having it around the house, so give you a copy of that for a smattering of applause. I got some lotion from somebody out on the road. This is oatmeal, milk, and honey lotion. And this is neat. The Trailer Park Boys were on my Getting Dug with High the other day. So this is a their new movie SwearNet is out. This is a cool SwearNet keychain bottle opener, and then there's also a SwearNet sticker in here, and a I forget what how much is on this. I think it's $5 gift card for Starbucks, and it's Canadian. What'd you say? Why would it be Canadian dollars? What a weird question. Please hold all your weird questions till after the show when I'm not here anymore. Doug Loves Movies t-shirt, and this is just delightful. From here at the Plaza Hotel, a shirt that says, "Who needs a woman when you've got a good hand?" Which is Luke Skywalker's slogan. So that plus a couple other things are in the prize bag. Please help me in welcoming. Got another great lineup of folks that either want to visit Vegas or are already here. And I think you guys are going to be pleased to welcome to the stage Rachel Feinstein, Rory Scovel, and Mark Wahlberg.
Thank you.
Oh, that's Rory Scovel, everybody. Let's hear it for him. He is the winner of the inaugural Pete Holmes Award, which is an award I give to the guest who speaks first on each episode. I'm going to sit quietly until somebody says something and then give them the award. There's no plaque or anything yet, but I'll work something up eventually. And is it just me or are you on a weird chair?
It's just you, Doug.
Oh, okay. I'm so high that it seems like you're not on the stools provided and that you're on a low to the ground chair. You even have your legs crossed, which is hard to do on a tall stool.
Well, we all felt a little bit uncomfortable with the chairs, but the two of us kind of manned up and he brought a special chair for himself because he's worth it.
That's Rachel Feinstein, everybody.
Thanks.
Yeah. Returning to
the
show.
Too.
You're in town working over at Harrah's at the Improv over there. Yeah, you're there all weekend, so folks can go see you tonight or tomorrow night. And I still don't understand the chair thing.
Yeah, I brought out a lower chair because it's uncomfortable to sit in high chairs. I offered it to Rachel based on her outfit. She refused to take it. And I said, well, I don't mind showing my crotch in a lower chair.
But
I thought if he brought out a chair for me, I'd look like such a fucking dick. The audience would hate me right away. Like, that I just made him bring some chair for me. And I'd be like, fuck that whore. So I was like, no, I'll just deal with the uncomfortable stool. Yeah.
That is sort of the Vegas attitude, isn't it? About the ladies. I just realized, I always thought FTW meant for the win, but it means fuck that whore.
Sure does.
I didn't even know that.
Okay, but you really think these chairs are uncomfortable?
What I like is you were like, so now, Rachel, you're going to be at Harrah's, and you're going to be there all weekend. Now, Roy, back to the chair. Why are you in that chair?
Because it's still presenting an odd facade for the audience, because you left your stool there and brought out a small chair.
Do you want me to sit in this chair for this podcast people listen to?
There's a viewing audience.
Ouch.
There's a viewing audience, and if we all sat on chairs that low, Rory, the reason I use the stools is if we all sat that low, then it would really be less like a show. It would be just like a bunch of people sitting around on a stage and just being watched. This is more presentational in my mind.
Uh-oh.
And Mark Wahlberg is here, everybody. Oh, is this what's going to happen? You're going to stand the whole show?
How you guys doing? You doing good? I'm going to fucking one-up that shit. That's how I live my life.
What do you think about this whole chair controversy?
It's our new live show called Cell Phone Bars.
See, Rory, you're not playing to the listeners. That joke was not for the listeners.
Well, sometimes I want to give the live audience a little something special.
We did a show at Largo, a tournament of championships, where they, you know, we didn't tell them ahead of time that we needed four matching chairs. So we were all in different size chairs, and one person was cross-legged on the floor. And that was pretty fun. So I'm getting into it now.
Yeah, there you go.
And everybody's excited that Rachel might uncross her legs at some point. This seems like a trap for you that we had these tall chairs. I mean, that was really gentlemanly of Rory to offer to get you a...
Yeah, you told me to wear this pool cover-up, and I still can't figure out why. You said, listen, sugar tits, just come in a pool cover-up. Everything will work itself out, all right?
I think you look fucking
great. I don't
great.
Normally say things like that, but I was drunk with Mel Gibson at the time. let's get right to it, Mark.
All right, let's do this.
This is much more...
Did I already win?
This is a much bigger controversy than Rory's chair selection.
Are you talking about how I missed a workout yesterday?
Why'd you miss a workout?
I don't know. I got busy. I was looking at...
That's another way to describe doing a workout.
I was looking at dailies for Entourage, and I was like, guys, we need more boobs in this.
So you don't think those four lead characters are dumb enough? Boobs, get it? Boobs?
No, I don't get it.
So, let me ask you this.
Okay.
You did Douglas Movies in Portland last weekend.
I fucking killed it.
Yeah, that was great.
Yep, I think I won everything.
I bet you people there are still talking about it.
They are still talking about
but
it.
But you did that instead of going to your brother Donnie's wedding. Donnie got married over the weekend to Jenny McCarthy.
Did he, though? Did he really get fucking married?
Well, it wasn't that big of a story, but I believe it. Some outlets announced
Look, I've
it.
Said this before. I'm going to say it again, okay? I'm going to tell Donnie... This is what I told him. I'm going to say this is what I said. And what I said was, when I told Donnie, and this is what I said to him, okay? And I'm going to say the same thing to you guys.
Later that same day.
No, what I said to him was, and this is what I said to him.
Was this in real life, or was this like...
Oh, this is IR. Here we go.
Okay.
I said, Donnie, I'll come to the next one. Oh, and he looked at me and he's like, thanks, Mark.
Fuck. So that was the most controversial scene in their new hamburger show.
You mean that fucking Emmy-nominated hamburger show?
Oh, fuck.
Fuck yeah, guys. Check it out. Out on DVD, September 22.
You guys don't play by the rules on that show, do you?
Oh, no, not at all. Like, I don't even know where we get half the fucking meat. This is what I told him, I'm like, just call the fucking thing Wahlburgers. People will come. It's like the fucking Field movie where they built shit. People will fucking show up.
Field of Dreams?
No, it's with the ugly girl from Waterworld.
I don't know.
Hey, you ever see Waterworld?
Yeah.
That's not true, right?
No, I don't think Waterworld happened.
No, I mean
they made it, but I don't think that
what they depicted in the
movie happened.
A dude can't have gills.
No.
I fucking knew it.
Why did you bring a Purge Anarchy shirt for
I'm trying to get it going.
What do you mean? You want to star in a sequel eventually?
No, the real fucking Purge.
Oh, you want to... I get it now. You want to have a whole night to be able to commit crimes?
Yeah, just like, let's see who really wins. And I can tell you right now, it's going to be me. It's like that song by that boy band. Isn't that one?
Yeah, it's going to be me.
98 degrees?
It's going to be me.
Yeah, like, it's going to be me.
You ever think about going back into singing?
I never got out, bro.
You should be in a musical.
Oh, I should be in a fucking musical.
Yeah, a musical about...
I was in that movie Rockstar.
Oh, yeah. Why don't you give us a taste of what you did in the movie?
Give us a taste. Yeah, I got a beautiful stage right here.
No, I fucking... It was
Showgirls
me.
Was filmed here.
Was it really?
In Vegas.
The rape scene?
Oh, no. Don't say that about the beautiful golden nugget.
Oh, is that where that was at? Where he's like...
No, it wasn't. I'm just saying. Oh. I'm just trying to throw people off.
Oh. No, where he just is like, oh, she's good here, and closes the door. I'd have been like, she ain't fucking good, dude. We're leaving right now. Change movie. That's what I would have fucking done. Rockstar, no, it was me and the second prettiest girl from Friends.
Really?
Yeah.
Rachel is the second prettiest?
Oh, God, yes.
I have no idea which one you like the most.
Phoebe, obviously.
Okay.
The smattering of applause. Those people are like, finally, we found our leader.
They fucking know. They fucking know. So I'm trying to get the Purge going. We'll see what happens. I started a Kickstarter.
Rachel brought a copy of her her CD that's it's extra, like, dinged up. I like that. It's almost like used. Do you listen to it a lot?
I do, yeah. It's my bedtime story. You're right. I did bring one that was kind of rancid.
She's sitting in a lower chair on the actual disc. Mm-hmm. So your instincts were right, Rory.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's it called?
It's called Thug Tears, and it's available wherever you get comedy CDs. And one of them is in this bag.
Fucking Sam Goody.
I didn't mean to bring like a filthy rancid one. I did. I just realized.
Oh, you like rancid too?
No, yes, when you first handed it to me, I didn't even notice. Like, it doesn't even have cellophane on it.
I have a better one in my bag, but you know, that one's real.
Let's swap it out.
All right. Wait a second. I'm falling for that.
We'll get you the good one, whoever wins the prize bag today. Yeah, we're going to hook you up. With the sweetest,
against
the
Rachel's
most,
wishes.
The most pristine copy of Thug Tears that anyone's ever owned.
I'll sign it.
Oh, that makes it even... Well, if you're going to... Go ahead and sign that one, then. That would make that one worth the dings.
I like that one. It's weathered.
It's killing me that that's just sitting there.
Thank you.
I want it on display for the crowd the whole show.
It's going to fall.
Is it?
Look at you, dude. You're like a property brother making shit look good.
I used to run a booth.
That thing is totally
going to
fall. That thing's going to totally fall.
You guys, for the listener, Rachel just threw something at the audience.
Hey, dude, can you throw that back? Did you get it? Who got it? Oh, here we go. This
should be great.
You were scared.
I lost it in the lights.
Dude, when you said "oh shit," you meant it.
I did. That was like, serious. Oh shit! This little thing's gonna hit me.
I
in the
said
face.
That when I rode a transformer.
I'm sorry. I'll try not to hit you.
Wait, you're doing it again?
Yeah, that one was so close and so gentle.
What is that?
For the listener, we're trying to hit the CD with our dicks.
And Rachel's turn. Have you been to the movies lately, Rachel?
Yes, I have, Doug.
What have you seen?
Why, thank you for asking.
Haven't heard of it.
That could be a movie title, thank you for asking. But what, have you seen anything?
Yeah, I saw the ape movie, Return of the Apes.
Oh, okay.
And
it's fucking good.
Yeah, I saw Boyhood.
Fucking horrible.
That's a controversial stance.
No, wow. That is the way people should feel about that movie.
There's a lady or weird man over here that loves it.
Really? Just go. Who likes Boyhood? Did anybody like it?
Who doesn't like Boyhood?
It's guys, just
time of your life.
No, just go buy a kid and a camera and videotape him for 12 years.
Oh my God!
Or just have your own kid, right?
No. You're right, guys. This is way easier than going to the movies. You've nailed it.
Yeah.
You're right. That is a much simpler process.
Totally.
Yes, thank you.
Have you seen it, Rory?
No, I refuse.
It's 2 hours and 40 minutes.
And that's why I won't go.
Yeah. I saw it with my parents, and it was like really uncomfortable. There was some line about somebody like loving blowjobs, and my mom like laughed real heartily, and it was distressing. Yeah.
She knows.
I was like, you're telling me, or something.
She knows.
I was like, oh, God, no. It was so awkward. Yeah.
Yeah, that's not good. I saw Magic Mike with my mom, but I've told that story a few times already. What have you seen lately, Rory?
I recently saw The Zero Theorem.
Interesting. Yeah. On VOD?
I saw it. I rented it on iTunes. I don't know why I'm talking like I'm a dad who just discovered. Yeah, no, iTunes. They do a rental thing. We tried it. It was fun. $7, a little high, but okay.
Might I suggest the way you're talking right now might have a little to do with the chair you're sitting in?
Yeah.
Now you're like, now you're like the dad that came into the party. Kids, you mind if I sit over here?
Kids, mind if I kind of just chaperone from the side like a creepy man? Thanks. Anybody seen Zero Theorem? I'm like saying it to like five-year-olds. Any Gilliam fans?
Did you like it? It's Terry Gilliam.
I did not like it.
Christoph Waltz.
I think I'm finally having to admit that I don't like a lot of Terry Gilliam's movies. I love Terry Gilliam and I love some of his movies, but I did not like this movie, which made me hate some of his other movies. That's how bad it was.
I'm glad people don't
this
have that problem with me.
This guy is a realist and he gets me.
I kind of liked it. It was boring, but I kind of liked it.
See, I'm a different type of person. When it's boring, I hate it.
Well, also, though, doesn't it make it harder for you to watch a movie when you're sitting on your own chair that you brought in the aisle of the theater and not in the chair that was placed there specifically for you to
honestly,
sit and watch
because
the film?
I'm so used to the chair, I don't think about it, and I pay way more attention to the movie. So you probably thought it was a good movie because the whole time you're like, his chair. What happened? Who is he? Why is he bald?
And Doug and Rory never spoke to each other ever again after the chair incident on Doug Loves Movies. What'd you bring for the prize bag?
I brought... Now this is fun.
I disagree, but let's check it out.
I'd say
this is the oddest gift that's ever been put in the bag.
It is the oddest gift, and I think it's kind of interesting. I went to a coffee shop this morning with my wife and my...
my wife!
...mother and father-in-law. And this picture was sitting on one of the seats at one of the tables with a note that said, I'm doing a photo project. You can take this photo or not take this photo, but if you take it, will you just email me and tell me what happens to this photo? It's the only one of its kind that I'll ever print. And this
Liar.
One is... I think, the 13th picture of this overall project that this guy's doing. And the only reason I think it's interesting is because I went to college. I'm kind of an intellectual person, and I enjoy the arts. There's really no other reason why I really enjoy this other than the fact that I'm just super creative. I'm a good-looking man. Great personality.
Show them the goddamn...
Oh, yeah.
Sounds like you're describing a Nicholas Sparks book.
Where is this picture going to end up?
So here's the note that the guy left.
There's the whole note.
It's a fucking letter.
And then look at that picture, you guys.
It's called Two Guys at a Coffee Shop.
Two Guys in a Coffee Shop. Check that out. One of them's back is completely to the camera. And then another guy is sitting there.
Yeah,
and they're in a coffee
posing.
Shop.
I don't think they're posing. No,
yeah, it was one of those sneaky...
Guys, turn around. Guys, turn around. All right, I'll just take it. And then I'll just leave it in the coffee shop since no one respects me.
Let me quickly remind you this is a podcast and you need to speak into your microphone.
He really is the bad boy of this podcast.
He really is. I don't know why he's such a troublemaker.
It's hard to be defiant on a podcast. This is the most and the least that I can do.
You're right, gently placing the microphone on the floor. But if anyone, so brave.
Whoever does win this picture, email this guy and tell him that you have it, please. I don't want this guy doing a photo project and then some fucking punk kid here can't follow through. I'm not going to email him. You're not better than this guy.
Do we want this guy to know our email address?
I'm going to email him and say, hey, I gave it to someone. Listen
to
this podcast.
Help you with that so you... Okay.
No, Doug said I had to talk into the microphone while...
We could talk to Mark while you try putting a rubber band back on.
Let's do it.
Oh, no, that's okay. I got it.
All right, so that's. I'm not going to put it in the prize bag because I don't want to. I don't want to ding it up.
Thank you for being respectful.
It's got to be. It's. It, but you dinged it up.
Is Joe here by any chance? The photographer. Okay. All right.
That would have been weird, right?
I almost emailed him and said, "Hey, come to this. I'm going to give your way a thing." And then I would have left it at that. I wouldn't.
I don't
have
know
fixed,
how he. I would have I never don't know how he could typo. Have missed that. Watching you give that away. It's such a spectacular ceremony.
Joe, just so you know, because I am going to email you and you are going to go and listen to this, I know that you will. I think it's a great photograph, and I hope that you'll email me back, and I hope we can maybe start a relationship.
Who now doesn't want to win the prize bag because of this burden that's been placed on you?
It's a chain letter, only you have to take pictures of different things. It's a scavenger hunt chain letter. What's hard about that?
There's nothing hard about it.
I'm not feeling a good vibe with this group.
I'm feeling like something's up with Mark Wahlberg. Like, you've been strangely quiet.
He's been glaring at him a lot while he's speaking. I've
yeah,
noticed.
Is there
he
like
just
something...
glares at Rory the entire time. Yeah,
something brutal.
I just feel bad for that dude. I just feel bad for that fucking dude.
Why?
I don't know, man. Just, I don't know. His ex-girlfriend needs to call him back or something. Taking pictures of strange people. I get you fucking arrested, bro. What's up, buddy?
I heard that you would have stopped 9/11.
Okay.
I was going to ask you about that, too. If you'd been on that plane, you would have taken control.
All I'm saying is, if I would have been there when the towers fell down, I would have held them up. I've said that before, I'll say it again. And as far as if I had been on that plane, like I was supposed to be on the plane.
Yeah.
I definitely would have been one of the people saying, let's fucking take these
people
down.
Would you have been able to save the plane and fuck all the stewardesses at the exact same time?
How many stewardesses?
I'm going to say 7.
Yes.
Wow, that's a lot of holes.
What's that?
Nothing.
Okay.
All right, so did you tell us what you've seen lately?
You know what I just saw? It was the fucking worst sequel to The Burbs ever. It's called Captain Phillips.
Now, by worst sequel ever, do you believe that there has been more than one?
I thought it was a sequel to The Burbs.
Was Larry Crown a sequel to The Burbs?
No, but... Oh. I felt like that was like different catalog, like how they do with the Marvel movies.
Oh, okay.
Like one has that way too skinny girl from Superbad in it, and the other one has that ugly little vampire kid in it.
Michael Cera and...
Yeah, he's a weird-looking girl. But anyway, Captain Phillips, I was just like, I don't believe this. Hoses? Hoses don't even scare dogs. How are you going to fucking scare pirates? Was it real? Did it really happen?
I don't think they were trying to scare the pirates with the hoses. I think they were trying to force them away with it.
Did it work?
No, they're pirates.
Spoiler alert,
they're
no, it didn't fucking
they're
work.
Pirates.
I don't know. I wasn't that thrilled. I would just go back to The Burbs.
Do you guys want to talk about my photograph some more?
No Hanks you. Get it? That's what I said after the movie.
I did get it.
All right.
No Hanks you.
Yeah.
No Hanks you.
You can't wait to see more Tom Hanks movies you don't like.
I can't stand any of them. I'm like, dude, just keep remaking The Burbs. Bruce Stern's in it. Make it black and white. I don't give a shit.
All right. Now's the part of the show where I say,
let the games begin.
Yes! I want to fucking destroy this shit.
Do you want to play a for funsies game first where it's not even really part of the competition and it's not even a game?
Huh. Let me think.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
I thought you were
frankly,
said,
my dear.
Hankly, my dear.
I don't give
it's
a damn.
Gone with the Wind.
What?
Gone with the Wind.
You win.
Yeah, we were just doing lines with Mark. Sometimes he just slips it in.
That's right, I do just fucking slip it in.
Nobody knows that a game is happening. But I did that time.
You knew it. You
yeah,
killed
yeah,
it.
I figured it out. I like to play a little love like, hate like, and we're going to do it with... in honor of Benjamin Button marrying Maleficent, let's do it with the films of Brad Pitt. Each of you has to name. We'll take turns in order. I'll play two. A movie by Brad Pitt that's that he's in that you love. then a Brad Pitt movie that you like, then a Brad Pitt movie that you hate, and a Brad Pitt movie that you hate yourself for liking.
Are you serious?
Jesus.
Yeah. Or that
very
you
confusing. That you hate that you like. Emotional journey.
You'll be fine. That you hate that you like. You hate that you like it. And you can pass once. So, like, if you're the type of person that doesn't want to say you hate a certain movie, you could just pass on that one. Or if you can't think of one that you
okay, so it can be any, or I have to do all four?
We're going to go through one at a time, through all four.
Okay, cool.
And you could pass if you want.
Okay.
What's a Brad Pitt movie that you love, Mark Wahlberg?
Legends of the Fall.
Why?
Come on. What?
Why?
Dude, he fucking cut those people's goddamn heads off and then rode around on a horse? It's fucking awesome, dude.
And I think that's what that's most what that older movie? Women also loved about that movie.
That happens in that movie?
Oh, yeah, dude. He fucking loses it. And he just comes up on a fucking horse. Boom, boom, boom. Look at the people's heads I cut off. It's scalps. It's not full fucking heads, but he proves he did some shit.
I thought there was like people in a cabin that were afraid of a bear.
No, you're thinking of Jungle Book.
Oh. Rachel, what's a Brad Pitt movie that you love?
I love, I guess I liked Seven. Yeah, probably for the same reason that you weren't supposed to like the other one. I liked the...
What's in the box? What's in the box?
Now we're playing with a title that's already been mentioned, Seven.
Seven.
Yep, Seven. You guys nailed it. I'm fucking good. What can I say?
I like romantic comedies, so I enjoyed that one a lot. It's just such a fun-loving film.
Here's my picky thing about Seven that drives me nuts, because it is an interesting film, but I've never totally gotten into it, because for one, it's gross, but for another thing... Morgan Freeman is at their house with Gwyneth and Brad, right? And they live like in the city, and there's like they're finishing up their meal. Like he's like, that was good. And then rattle, 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 rattle.
Thunderclatter, boom, boom, boom.
I don't know what that was, but
I'm always impressed. They understand everything he says. I understand nothing he says.
The entire house shakes, or apartment, or whatever the fuck it is, and then they go, and Morgan Freeman's character's like, what the? And they go, yeah, the trains go by, and they rattle the place. So he's been there for at least an hour, maybe more, and these trains just kind of come by, just very rarely, I guess. And so it's just weird timing that at the end of the meal is when he finds out that they live near train tracks. And that rattled the whole house.
Maybe it was the Polar Express.
Oh, but then the next line should have been, don't worry, that train just comes through one time a year.
Yeah, and maybe they cut it for a time.
And it takes all of our children, which is very helpful.
And again...
Because that's my bone with Polar Express. Just because a vehicle pulls up in front of your house, a child should not just jump on it.
Yep.
But no again, matter where the fuck it's going.
It's a very weird sequel to The Burbs.
Oh, yeah, I smell a running joke. Rory, Brad Pitt,
Fight
do
Club.
It.
Fight Club.
Fight Club.
Fight Club.
Fuck yeah.
I'll go with, it's tough for me because I really like a lot of Brad Pitt movies, but for my love, I'm going to say Snatch.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
A good one. A lot of good fighting.
Very fun movie, and he gives a good performance in it, even if it is... Kind of mm-hmm. similar, kind of like Fight Club.
Mm-hmm.
mm-hmm. What, Mark? What Brad Pitt movie? You just like it's good. I like it. You know, you're not like fired up about it, but you.
12 Monkeys.
Sure, he got nominated for an Oscar for that one.
Yeah, no, he's good in it. It's just the movie's all right.
Yeah. All right, that's a fair one. Rachel.
I can't think of the name, but.
Perfect.
Describe it. This is a fun game.
It was like the long one where they did like a lot of like resting in the West. maybe this.
Oh,
that is not the full title.
It was a long title too. Yeah,
the assassination of Jesse James by the coward Robert Ford.
I found it like vaguely pleasing, but it seemed like there were a lot of scenes where they just kind of stared at each other, like what you're doing.
Spoiler
to Rory
alert!
And
spoiler
stuff.
Alert!
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you think there's a lot of people that are going to check that movie out and are worried about it being ruined?
Yeah, man.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Applaud if you think you're ever going to see that movie in your lifetime.
These are my fucking people right here.
You can tell by that clap, they have it like queued up, ready to go. Yeah, tonight I'm watching it.
Rory?
Interview with a Vampire.
You like that?
I kind of like it.
Okay.
That was the category, right? Something you kind of like.
Yeah. You like
it? Yeah. I kind of like it.
All right. Mine is yours. Your love. Fight Club.
Oh, we can repeat?
I like it. I like it.
We can repeat?
Well, I mean, it's another category. I'm saying I like it. He said he loved it, and now we're going to fight.
Okay. Club.
It's just too gross. There's parts of it that are so gross. I don't like the gross parts.
When he hits that dude in the tits?
Oh, Jesus. It's terrible. All right, but it's a cool movie.
When when we die, we have a name. And that name is Robert Paulson.
Fight Club.
Yep.
Mark, you've completely lost track of how this game should work. It can't be movies we're discussing them.
Okay.
Or
right, I got
can
one.
It be?
What's a movie that you hate, Mark? Brad Pitt movie, rather.
Oh, okay.
And you could pass for professional reasons. I bet you would like to work with him someday.
You know, I hate this movie because it should have been me in it, and it was him. And I just don't believe, I don't like how it ended. Thelma and Louise.
Wow.
I just don't believe it.
Okay. I don't think it's a true story.
Oh.
If that helps.
That helps you at all.
Well, then it's all right.
But he made a really good, he made a great appearance in there. Like that. Really,
I know, I should have made a great fucking appearance.
You didn't care for the women acting up in that movie, did you?
No, I thought they were fucking badass.
Oh, okay. I thought they might have had one too many opinions for you.
No, they were cool. I just didn't like their shawls.
They did wear some menopausal shawls in there. Yeah. It seemed like the wrong outfit.
They look like the girls that get drawn
Meno shawls.
They look like the girls who get drawn on sweatshirts you buy in Florida. Just love and life. That's what they look like.
Do you hate any Brad Pitt movies, Rachel?
I don't say hate. I guess Ocean's 11, I never...
Sure.
Yeah. I can't focus that much in that movie. I don't know. I just never really, like, yeah.
I don't think... I think that one angry, kind of doesn't appeal to the ladies, I think. I saw it with a woman who was bored out of her mind through the whole thing, and I was delighted by it. The first one, Ocean's 11. Mm-hmm. What do you hate, Rory?
Ocean's 12.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't love Ocean's 12, but I think there's something more to hate in Brad Pitt's career. And that's a film he did with Julia Roberts called The Mexican.
Oh, yes, I should have said that.
Yeah, that movie's
well,
hella,
if you were
hella
born
rough.
Without a soul, yeah.
What?
It's a beautiful film.
It is?
It's a beautiful movie.
You loved it?
Yeah, as soon as I said Fight Club, I regretted that answer earlier.
You wished you'd said The Mexican? Who plays the Mexican in that movie? Is it Julia Roberts or Brad Pitt?
I thought it was a metaphor.
It was. What do you hate yourself for liking about Brad Pitt, Mark?
About him as a person? His hair.
His films.
Pick a film. No, I can't think of anything. I'll be honest. I can't think
of
anything.
You can pass.
Yeah, you know what? Pass.
Rachel?
Wait, I'm going to think about it while he answers.
Rory's always got a good answer.
The Mexican. Well, my wife and I watch it once a week.
Is that true? No.
I wish
it
were.
I don't think that was your wife that answered. Some other lady.
Awesome. I have seven different women here. We've never watched it.
Shut the fuck up. My actual wife is here. I hate myself for liking Ocean's 12 and 13 because I will watch them when they're on, and the whole time I'm just mad. I'm just like, what are you guys fucking doing? What is happening? But I still watch it because it's gambling and exotic locales and lots of great actors and just sort of
honorable mention. I love Moneyball.
Moneyball's great.
Oh, yeah, that is great.
I never thought personally that I could like a movie so much where people just talk to each other, but I do. Yep.
It can happen.
That's a prequel to Guardians of the Galaxy. That kid used to be a baseball player, and now he...
How do you think the Lovely Bones turned out? Does that movie make any sense?
Oh, you mean with like Stanley Tucci just creeping everybody out?
Yeah, you were in that, right?
My thing with this is that you don't have to like everything you do. You just have to get paid for it.
So that's all you were doing there was a paycheck?
Sometimes, yeah.
Because it's a heavy-ass movie. You had a lot of heavy acting to do.
I know, and I still killed it. I'm just saying the movie as a whole. You're like, eh, missed it.
I had another thought about Moneyball. I don't know if the show works that way, but if you can have like thoughts later. I love that movie like a lot, but one thing kind of annoyed me was how he would always, he visited his, you know, his wife that he divorced, his ex-wife, and she was all happy, and then he would go away, and then they just kind of alluded to the idea that Brad was just like, Brad Pitt's character was just kind of like lonely and sad, and it was a little unbelievable. You know, like, yeah, he was like the guy that's been like, you know, he had a chance at love. He'll never have a second one. God damn it. Like, all he can do is see his daughter. There's nothing for him to fuck around. It just seemed a little ridiculous. But I loved the movie. That was just like the one thing that bothered me just vaguely, you know.
I'm just going to say from personal experience.
Oh, please. I was waiting for your opinion. I don't form mine fully until you've spoken.
Sometimes it's lonely on top. You get up there and you're just looking down on everybody and you're like, I wish I had a peer.
Do you see what I mean?
I do. I see what you're saying, but I also think I just, in that story, I was able to put in my head that the real guy he was playing,
right,
probably not as handsome and probably not,
sure,
probably not, you know, getting laid all the time. So they did that. Sometimes he has to, you know, like, for instance, did you know, like, Brad Pitt is in Benjamin Button, and did you know that he didn't grow into an old baby and die? Brad Pitt has made films since then. It's true.
No, it's not true. It can't be.
Yeah, no, I think they had all this other stuff in the can before that happened. Because I watched, and he got little and weird.
He was an old baby.
He was a fucking old baby.
Turned into an old baby. All right, let's get to the real games portion of the show, and if you guys could bring out your name tags, we'll have everybody... on stage, just go pick the name tag that you'd like to play for, and don't forget to not read the shithead on the back out loud. And while they do that, we'll do this. We'll be right back. And we're back. Who are you
playing?
Whoa! Yeah. That was a crazy...
I always want people to think crazy shit happened during the break.
Don't... Whoa! Dude, I fucking killed that dude, bro. I told him, I'm like, I will punch you in the fucking throat. And he was like, bring it, homie. And I was like, don't you fucking call me homie.
Fuck yeah, there's blow all over my nose right now. Things are crazy.
I really shouldn't go to commercial during that.
Holy
part.
Shit. You go, Rachel is holding a latchkey kid's dream.
You're right. I love this.
That's a box of Count Chocula. And is this, what's the guy's name?
Chocula.
It's a lady. And
don't
her name
read the
is,
back.
No, don't read the back.
Oh, okay. I won't. But her name is Jaronette. And she's taking a picture of me with the box right now. Oh, you're recording
you
the entire thing? Okay.
Don't put this in the fucking cloud.
That's
do not put this in the cloud.
Yeah, we don't want this to end up.
I've been uploading pictures from the cloud every day this week, trying to get on that list.
Jaronette.
What's her name?
Chocula.
She didn't change Count Chocula at all?
My name doesn't rhyme with anything.
Your name doesn't fit.
What's your name?
You're just like, I'll just get a box of Count Chocula.
Jaronette. Clarinet. Right away. That took one half of a second.
Yep.
There's no way you've never heard clarinet, Jaronette. Yep. Jaronette, clarinet, if I went to high school, I would have bullied you. Oh, I would have bullied you.
There's a movie called Clarinet.
What?
Because they're supposed to be movie themed, these name tags.
Well, I think this one idea. Doesn't have to be.
Well, what's yours? Who are you playing for, Rory?
I'm playing for Josh of Josh Work Orange.
Yeah, see, that's how it's done. But I also do like the box of Count Chocula just because it's one of my
favorites.
She's
supposed to have her name on it.
Should be in there somewhere, yeah. Okay. But that's
throw her out.
Oh, wait, here it is. I found it.
Throw her out of the theater.
Throw her out, man.
It's spelled with a Y. I found it, but it's spelled with a Y. You can't see it very well, but yeah, it's here.
Oh, you wrote it on there? That's good.
She did. You're not scolded anymore.
But she also, she just taped a bunch of different various candies to it, which is like...
All of these are references to different movies, Doug. If you can't see that, wow.
Bill Murray's going to eat that Butterfinger and say, no big deal.
It says Jared Netflix, so it is kind of movie themed. Way to go.
Jared Netflix. I like that. Mark, what do you got?
Look at this.
Look at it.
In the great words...
It's like they guessed that you were going to be here.
The great words of that fucking Kirsten Dunst movie, it's already been brought in.
Yeah.
The Britalian job.
The Britalian job. And her
fucking
name is
Photoshop, names on there.
Yeah. And then
picture.
She's on there, and Statham, and you, and Mos Def, Yasin Bey now,
and
Ed Norton, yeah. Who was forced to do that movie, by the way.
No,
and,
he wasn't forced to do that.
He was forced.
No.
He didn't want to be there.
No, he was forced to do Death to
Scooch. And Seth Green is so small. Was he playing Mini-Me in this?
No, he's to scale in that.
Oh, okay. Oh, no, it's my face is on Seth Green's face. So who's this guy way in the background? Who was that guy?
The bass player.
Who played that guy? Anyway, the Battalion Job. Good job. That's a really good name tag. Where'd you get that from?
Right here. And when she handed it to me.
The one I almost hit with the lotion?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
When she handed it to me, she whispered, "Anything you want."
Oh, dear.
I don't know.
I don't know what that means.
All right. I don't know either. But I was like, in.
No, that was one of the waitresses. She was just trying to get a drink order.
And I'll tell you right now.
Which reminds me, I'd like another. If someone here at the Lovely Plaza
You're going to have an issue with this.
Okay, don't worry about it.
Mark. All right, I worry about you,
Mark,
bro.
I'm trying to order a drink here.
Are we getting drinks?
Yeah. Can I get a vodka and soda, please?
Can I get the same thing but with Jack and Coke?
You guys good on the beverages?
Yeah, could I get the same thing, hold the Jack and Coke?
Then what would it be? They bring you a cup?
The vodka soda.
You ordered an empty glass, bro.
Maybe that's what I drink, Mark. I'm on a diet.
Dude, there's no calories. I checked.
Exactly. Vodka soda in case no one got my bad joke.
And Rachel, you good with your...
I'll have a vodka lemonade.
Cereal and water.
There is a sadness just in this a whole situation. Box
of you know, I do this in my house. I yell out what I want.
Do you think they have vodka lemonade here? Was that a serious order?
If you don't,
order?
I'll have it with orange juice. Okay. It is. It's a serious order.
If you don't have vodka lemonade, let's go with a screwdriver.
It's solid. It's my grandma's favorite drink.
Does vodka lemonade have a name? Like a fun...
I forget. I wasn't sure, so I didn't want to say the wrong one.
Summer Hummer?
Summer Hummer.
Yes. Wait, somebody just yelled that like a carnival barker. Summer Hummer! Come on now!
I got them right here, guys. If you win 2 small prizes, you get a medium size. A medium and a small will get you a large size.
Summer's almost over. Get in those Hummers.
She did yell that like she's...
Literally,
been...
the grandson of Bartles and James yelled out.
She's been waiting for that moment for 30 years.
And I'm going to say something...
So, Mark, is that's the drink your grandmother would often order?
I'll just have a summer Hummer, I guess.
Screwdriver.
What a godless whore your grandma was.
Grandma's juice. Grandma's juice. A bit of a screwdriver. First drink I ever had. I was 4 and a half.
All right, we're doing pretty good on time here. Let's start off with a little round of how much did this shit make? In which we all guess how much money a movie made at the domestic box office during its entire run, according to boxofficemojo.com, in millions, without going over. We'll start with you, Mark.
You got it.
How much, arguably the third best vacation movie, Vegas Vacation.
Oh, my God. Are we talking domestic or just what it made?
It's not as bad as European Vacation. I will give it that for sure. Anything that's in Vegas, I'm entertained by.
Christmas and the first one aren't 1-2 for you?
They are.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Yeah, this is arguably the third worst.
Got you. Okay, we go on full gross?
Yes.
Domestic or international?
Huh?
Yep.
It's domestic. You ask me that every time.
Here we go. Dude, we haven't played this game for an hour. All right, here we go.
I said in the introduction of it, I think. How much?
37 million.
Okay, interesting bid by an interesting bidder. Rory, what do you think?
I have...
Are you wearing the sign now?
Yeah.
You should. It's like a sandwich board.
You look like Bruce Willis in Die Hard 3.
I have nothing to add to that.
It means gorgeous.
That was a sweet reference.
I'm going to go $45 million.
Motherfucker. Okay.
What do you think, Rachel?
We're going half gross, bro.
Are we doing half gross?
Half gross.
What happened?
Huh?
Yeah, what were you doing? You just started another activity.
No, I'm writing down what people are saying.
Oh, okay, sorry. all right.
But I do like having a lot of activities while I'm posting.
I would love if you were doing a Sudoku while
I
we were
I thought he was doing like a crossword puzzle.
I would love if you knew how to say it.
Yeah, there's no S, right?
Yes. It's a oil goal.
23 million.
Okay, 23 million, says Rachel. Okay, this is very exciting to me.
I love this theater.
These results are very exciting.
For the listener, this theater has the chandeliers from the Pollyanna set.
Oh, yeah.
Mark's guess of 37 million is a losing guess because the film made 36.4 million.
Wow.
And so without going over, Rachel said 23, so she's the winner.
But everybody knows I was closest. But everybody knows Mark was closest. So thank you for that.
Rachel gets to go first in a round of Last Man Stanton.
Yes.
Yes, Last Man Stanton. That's where we pick an actor or a director or an actress, even though actor and actress is, you know, should just be actor,
yeah,
covers
just an actor.
Both. Yeah. Right? That's how you feel about it, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Wait, I pick an actor, director, or an actress?
No, you don't have to pick it. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
We're going to have somebody else pick it. But then the game is that we take turns. I'll play along. We take turns naming movies that person made. And if you can't think of one, you're out. And we'll find out who in a second here. But you'll go first, and then we'll go to Rory, and then to me, and then to Mark.
Oh, my brain always freezes. All right.
What's that?
Okay, go ahead.
Is there any part of it you didn't understand?
Yeah, no, I understand all of it. If I can't think of something, if my brain freezes, I'll just try to do the best I can, okay?
Yeah, no, you'll just... No, if your brain freezes, you can't think of anything, you're out.
I didn't mean to say that out loud. That was actually something I was saying to myself in my own head.
Someone's winning sympathy points.
Not for me.
That always happens. And I can't think.
All right, no, it'll be all right. That's part of the fun of this game. It is hard to think of them.
I'll just like think of a movie that ends in summer, because a lot of stuff ends in summer. So if I can't think.
Is there anybody sitting up close that has one that you think would be good for this game? You listen to the show. Don't yell them out. People just start yelling them out. That is a good one, though. Well, this gentleman was polite and raised his hand.
Kyle Kinane.
Sam Jackson, I think we've done before. Can somebody confirm that?
William H. Macy.
That is not confirming or denying the Sam Jackson allegations, ma'am.
No, in my
locked
house.
And loaded.
Or, sir.
In my house, that's what we stay instead of yes. Are you hungry? William H. Macy.
William H. Macy. Why are you so fired up about William H. Macy, if I may ask? Because he's fucking awesome. Okay, that's a good reason. But we're going to go with this other gentleman's suggestion. Yeah, Macy has done a lot of movies, but I think a lot of the ones he's been in, we've forgotten because he's such a good character actor.
Yeah, you lose him. You lose him.
What?
I love how angry
you lose him.
She
he gets
is.
Lost in it.
Jesus, Doug, do William H. Macy. She's fucking flipping out over here. I'm closest to her. Can we just do Bill Macy?
No.
You guys are talking about different things. He was talking about how great Bill Macy is.
Yeah, Bill Macy.
I love how you're wearing that like a blanket. It's so cute. You're just all tucked into your little poster.
When I was a boy, my parents would tuck me in with movie posters.
Cheery movies like that one. Have a good sleep. Would you like a glass of Malecki before you go to bed?
Do you mind if we give you the old in out before you?
Wait a second.
It's rhetorical.
Right.
It's rhetorical.
Let's go with Adam Sandler, which was shouted out from someone in the audience, and I think is an excellent candidate.
That's
for
a great one
for this game. So, Rachel, name any movie that Adam Sandler's in.
Okay, this is what happens, you guys, and my brain just shuts down. Punch Drunk Love.
Yeah. See, it's easy.
Yeah.
Happy Gilmore.
Yeah. I was just watching that on cable the other day. Very enjoyable.
Good story for the moth.
I'm going to go with The Waterboy.
Nice. I'm going to go with his best fucking movie he ever did.
Oh, well, there's no reason to qualify it, but go ahead.
Click.
Click? Because you've never worked with him, right?
No, we have.
Because that would be his best movie.
We have what I like to call an arrangement.
Okay. Wait, why?
Because I just refuse to work with him.
Oh, doesn't seem
He's too funny. He outshines me.
Oh, okay. Rachel, okay. Do you got another one?
Wait, now my brain shut down again. You go and then I'll go.
Doesn't work that way. I like it though. I like
Happy
it as
Gilmore?
As a tactic. I believe we said that one movie ago. Oh. No, two movies ago.
What's the one where all the guys are together? Chris
no one help her. No one help her.
Yeah. The Bachelorette.
The thing is, I think of 20 as soon as it's the next person. This is what happens.
Wait, you thought of 20 when it moved on during the first round? Now it's no. back to you and you forgot all
20? I thought 20? It was done after that.
Thought you were finished? Just come up with one more. Just Adam Sandler in...
Hold on. Sorry, you guys. I know it's ridiculous, but I know them. It's just that my brain shuts down.
No, it happens to people in this situation. And the listeners to the podcast are familiar with this.
Okay, I'm just going to come up with a movie that ends in summer, because that's what I do when I can't think of something. So just like abortion summer. I'm going to say abortion
if
summer.
If he's not in the movie called that, there should be one in development.
Okay.
Because that's...
Abortion summer!
It's more of a description of the movies of late, I guess.
Certainly, yeah, that's right. I'm taking it to Sandler.
Rory?
Billy Madison!
Yes. I will go with Shakes the Clown. Yeah, he was in that. Possibly his first film performance.
Oh, I thought of another one.
Okay, perfect.
The Wedding Singer?
Wait, she's
no, I meant perfect, like as in because it's too late.
Got it.
Sorry. You'll be back in the next game, though.
AIDS summer. All right. That's all I can think of.
Wow, so we can't say that one now.
Did you ever have a decent summer, ever?
Well, they've all been riddled with AIDS.
Oh, my God. What, Mark?
So we can't say that one then, right?
Which one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you could say it.
Oh, Wedding Singer.
There you go.
The Wedding Singer.
Blended.
Oh, you're going fast now.
Yeah.
That's my boy.
50 First Dates.
Let's slow it down.
You could do it.
No, I can. I
yeah, can. You can. I've got four.
Yeah, I know you do. You run the show.
Five. Five. I've got six of them. I thought of seven. Eight Sandler movies. I just thought of a movie that Sandler did that has the word eight in it.
Big Daddy.
Yes, that's the one. I'm going to go with Eight Crazy Nights.
Then I'm going to go with Airheads.
Oh, nice one.
Can we slow
it down? We're back to you again, Rory.
Yeah, no, that's great. 1 second later, back to me.
You're seeing how this is going to go now. Oh, this is great. Nothing?
Did the guy just yell out, fuck?
Fuck. Come on, bro. Sandler. Come on, dude.
Come on, you fuck. You can do it.
No,
You're out.
The Firm.
Oh, no, okay, you're out.
Great movie.
Funny People.
Yep.
Go, Mark.
Grown Ups.
Spanglish.
Grown Ups 2.
Fuck you. Rain Over Me.
Fuck, that was my next one.
Ha
ha. Little Nicky.
Oh.
All day, motherfuckers. All day.
I think we'll run out at some point. Holy fuck.
Are you looking?
I'm looking at the ones that we've said so far.
Just teasing. Just joshing, yeah.
But now I got... This is getting fucking tough. Oh, fucking fuck. Mixed Nuts.
Wait, is that real?
Yeah, Mixed Nuts is real. Steve Martin movies are real, aren't they?
They're dreams.
Oh, vodka soda for me too, please. Jack and Coke for Mark, but without a cup. He likes it poured into his hands.
Yep. Or just right into my mouth.
It was certainly easier to get to the floor from that chair that you're in.
Yeah, you're right.
That would have been dangerous if he'd done it from the site.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, shit, Dad.
I'm so excited. Have I ever beat you in this game, Mark?
Yeah, I think you beat me last time we did it.
Oh, okay.
Motherfucker.
Adam.
That counts as a guess.
Adam Sando.
If it helps, I just thought of three that I can't tell you.
You did?
Yeah.
Son of a bitch.
Send him over with your brainwaves to Mark while he struggles. It's fucking tough, man.
Shit. Oh, fuck. What is the name of that fucking horrible movie?
Well, that's not nice. That's not nice or right. I don't think
Dirty Work.
Huh? He's got a cameo in that or something?
Yep.
The gentleman nice. Over here?
I believe this guy.
The guy who said...
Thank you,
that
Kyle
reaction,
Kinane's brother.
I can't help but trust
Thank you,
him.
Kyle Kinane's brother.
What is he playing it?
He's the devil in like the hallucination.
Oh, he's the devil in a hallucination.
Ooh, he does that a lot.
Now I am doubting it.
What movie where he was like had a cameo as like a Rastafarian drummer guy? Which one was that?
No, come on. Are you serious, bro?
The hot chick.
It's too late for that, then.
No, I feel like this guy...
I was just asking. I wasn't going to cheat and then say, the hot chick, I win!
You know what? I would have honored that, because that would have been awesome.
Do you have another one?
I do, but I can't think of the name, so technically, no, I do not.
Okay. I can't think of another one, but I'm sure everybody in the audience has one.
Can I ask what the title of it is, or what people will tell us, before they yell out 90 at the same time?
Ask him what? Oh, what the title is of yours?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, let's find out. You win. You win.
What's the one where he's fucking his... he's not fucking. He is his own sister.
Oh, yeah.
Jack... What is it?
Jack and Jill.
Jack and Jill, that's
Jack
right.
Jack and Jill. Somebody's yelling something else over there.
I know, I was like, what is
Very emphatically.
I wish someone
I think
there was
that's
like,
the only firm. Movie he played his own sister in. Pretty sure.
All right, yeah, that's the one I had.
But what did we leave out? Yell out the ones we left out.
Mr. Deeds.
Don't mess with the Zohan.
Fucking Zohan. Classic.
Anger Management.
Ah.
Huge hits. All of those made like over $100 million.
What? Deer Hunter? No. No,
Deer
no
Hunter
he did die real early
right.
in that.
He was an extra in the wedding. What? Oh, yeah. Now
oh, yeah.
Pronouncing
Chuck and
Larry.
That fucking...
This game is tough. Longest Yard.
Oh, my
Good
God.
Good job, everybody. You all knew one. They kicked our asses with one title each. So Mark Wahlberg is our winner of Last Man Standing.
I told you, Brett. Anything I want.
Your mind does this fucking thing where all you can think about is all the ones you're saying already and the ones you've already thought about. You just keep churning those around.
Yep, and then you win.
Yeah. You take it. You take it down. All right, we've got like enough time left here to play couple rounds. We'll see. First person to 2 points, the Leonard Maltin game.
Let's do it.
Leonard himself is going to pop back on the show sometime soon to promote his book is on its final year, its final publishing, because nobody wants books anymore.
I love that dude. He's great.
He's so great.
Yeah, him and I had a conversation about The Perfect Storm, and we're good now.
Oh, why? What happened? What'd you have to, set him straight?
Yeah, he called my beard unsettling. I was like, dude, come on. I grew it myself. No, Clooney's had his fucking glued on.
If I look up the review of that movie right now, it's going to say you have unsettling facial hair?
No, he took it out.
Such a liar.
Look and see. I guarantee it's not there.
You get to go first in the Leonard Maltin game.
Maltin can be bought out.
You get to go first, and then we're going to go to Rory and then to Rachel. And you get to pick a category, Mark. Would you like spoiler we all die on Twitter suggested IMDb? And, of course, IMDb. But these are movies that the title is two words, and the initials of those two words would be DB. So
okay.
Movies that start with D and B. And then Eric R. Stevens suggested Meals on Wheels. This one's been floating around for a while. That, of course, is movies where there's oral sex in a car. And then here's a fun new one. It's a real brain twister. Benjamin, I want to say Salles, suggested this, S-A-L-L-E-S, and it's the category is called pie. What do you think that means, Mark? What do you think a category called pie would be?
Movies that came out on... March 14th?
That's not a bad idea. This is movies that Leonard gave 3 stars that and then he listed 14 names.
Oh, nice. All right.
So I found a movie in the guide that he gave 3 stars to and listed 14 cast members. Which one of those categories would you like to play?
And you said the title will only be 2 words, like DB?
Of the DB, yes.
Okay, let's do that.
It's not like, yeah, it's not like
I can do bad all by myself. Yeah.
Okay, DB. Would you like a movie with the initials DB from 1981, 1997, 1998, or 2003?
Hmm.
Yeah, right? Doesn't really matter which one you say.
Come on, Mark, feel it. Been waiting all day to say that.
Can you come by and do some lines on Tuesday in LA?
What's that?
Can you come by and do some lines?
Yeah, possibly.
Okay.
You want to fucking do some
lines?
We'll leave it
suspenseful. Tuesday, okay. No more tonight.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I'm all lined out, man. All right, let's go 2003.
Okay. It's the most recent. 2 stars. What the fuck?
That's what he said in the fucking reveal? I don't know. I'm going to need all the names.
I got mixed up for a second. I thought we were in the one. I thought we were in Pi, and it was supposed to be 3 stars. And I thought I loaded in the wrong thing.
Oh, gotcha.
This movie has the initials DB. 2 stars from Leonard. He says that the lead performer in this movie, the top billed person, gives a dynamic performance. And I'll give you another clue. He's not talking about you, Mark.
Is he?
He says this movie has awkward coincidences and a preposterous finale, which are just 2 major flaws in this narrative. And he also says it's based on an original story.
Aren't they all?
No, some are based on things that actually happened.
Originally. All right.
And he lists 9 names. How many names can you get it in?
Let's go all 9.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, let's see where we go on the line.
Bold opener.
8 names.
Rory says 8 names. So, Rachel, you can bid less names, or you can ask Rory to name it.
So she could go 7? All right.
Okay. Sure can. She can go 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
I'll ask Rory to name it.
-1. There you go.
Thank you, Rachel.
Would you like the clues again, Rory?
No, I would not.
Probably won't help.
It won't.
Your 9 names, don't yell it out in the audience if you know it, are Master P.
Maybe I do know this one.
Corrupt is in this movie. Dash Minock. He dated Alanis Morissette for a while.
You don't have to tell me that.
Ving Rhames. Star of the Piranha films. Lolita Davidovich. Michael Michelle, Scott Speedman, and Brendan Gleeson. The last name is probably the one that would help you the most. I'm guessing. But even that name, I dare say you still wouldn't know it. So when you give up, I'll give you that top name and then you can give up again.
Your support
means so much to you.
What carries me through these moments. And then I looked and there was 1 set of footprints because Doug was no longer at the beach with me.
When did you guys go to the beach? Fucking leave me out.
Another
DB.
One of his metaphors. What? Anything? Just say a move, 2 words at DB.
I mean, I was going to guess dodgeball.
It's the title's a little longer than that.
Yeah, I know. An underdogs thing.
Plus, none of those people were in dodgeball.
No shit. I'm going to go with Day of the Bread.
What?
You can't even string 2 words together, DB.
Day of the Bread. That was.
That's DOB. T. DOTB. Now that you blew it, I really still don't have confidence that you can get it after I tell you the lead actor in this movie was Kurt Russell.
What the fuck?
I know, it's a tough one.
The little kid from Follow Me, Boys?
Uh-huh. Can you think of any movie that he might have been in that with the initials DB? Rory?
Tell that to me.
Did you say eventually?
Just mouth.
Hey, do you guys remember...
Why is he whispering? What is happening? Is he whispering to a guy in the audience? He's trying to give him signals. This is unprecedented. The movie's called Dark Blue.
Dark Blue. Dark Blue. Timothy Kinane helped me.
I am disappointed in you, Timothy Kinane. I like how you went Timothy. I was going to go
I thought
Andy.
It was called One Fucked Up Monday. I just kept thinking of bad...
That's O-F-U-M.
What? Wait, what did you say, Mark Wahlberg?
Rachel's on the board with a point, everybody.
Oh my God, you guys.
Yeah, you could win this thing.
Sorry, Brett.
Mark gets to pick the next category, but this time we're coming right to you, Rachel, so be ready.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, yeah. Mark, would you like... Max P. Wilson suggested Superbad, and that's superhero movies that Leonard gave 2 stars or less.
Okay.
Just having some candy off of the box.
Nope, just over here telling dad stories.
Portlandia, that's movies. We played this category when you were in Portland, I think.
Yeah,
That's movies that are take place in Portland that Leonard gave 2 stars or less. And then this is a fun new category. Tom C. Judd on Twitter suggested that's like in the actual movies when people are slowly opening a candy. Just tear that thing open. You're holding it by the mic like you're a Foley artist. You're gonna recording a fire scene.
Shame, because I'm ashamed that I can't wait to eat all the candy. It's just it's a little disgusting, so thanks a lot.
But you get to keep that whole box? Can she keep the whole box of cereal? Yeah, there you go.
Clarinet!
Oh my God, thanks.
Shut the fuck up!
Wait, Clarinet's got backup box of candy?
Oh my God.
It just says Dan.
It's Twinkies this time. Twinkies are awesome.
You guys.
Someone told me there's no sugar in Twinkies. Is that true?
Bullshit.
That's got to be a lie. Or your third option.
No, there's so much sugar in that, Rory. Put that down.
Yeah, I think that's why they're great.
Okay.
Hey, can I get the sugar-free Twinkie, please?
What do you guys, what would be your guess about why they took drink orders from us? Are they, like, teasing us?
Oh, no.
Are they...
No, they're in the green room.
Did they hire someone with amnesia to serve in the showroom?
They're in the green room.
They also took a drink order from me backstage. That drink never came. Yeah. And I was like, I took it personally. And then I came out here, and then it happened again.
I think the people running the showroom also have to, like, deal craps and blackjack out there. They just run in here during their breaks.
So Portlandia or...
Or this one, Rush. And that's, what do you think Rush would be for a category name, Rush?
Movies with where somebody's late for something. I brought my own category.
These are I'm not at all interested in it.
Perfect.
This is Best Picture winners, movies that won Best Picture, but they're under 100 minutes long.
Wow.
Oh.
Which rarely happens because serious Best Picture winning movies are long ass movies usually. Which one of those would you like to play, Mark?
The superhero one.
Okay. This is a superhero movie that Leonard gave 1 star. He says the main character in this movie is a dim bulb. And then he says also about this movie that it's nearly incoherent and it's an attention deficit mashup. Yeah, Leonard went after it. And the year is 2011 and he lists 10 names. How many can you get it in, Mark Wahlberg?
Let's see. I heard the person who made a guess, first off.
Oh, that's not right. Don't make guesses, you guys.
Let's see here, kids. How many names?
What was that noise? That sounded like someone was getting hit with arrows.
I don't know. I've been watching a lot of Police Academy, so I'm really into mic sound effects.
Oh, shit. Look who's here. She's back. Yay. Oh, that's why. They've got you serving a million people. She's working hard. It's got a lot of folks to serve. I'm going to walk over and get mine. Talk while I'm off mic, okay. Mark.
Let's see. A superhero movies, dim as a bulb, so I'm definitely not in it. My category, by the way, is called Peak Too Soon. It's the movies from the kids in Stand By Me. All right.
I don't know how you could discount Jerry O'Connell's amazing work in Tomcats.
Or that kangaroo movie that could talk. All right, here we go.
How many names, Mark?
How many do I have?
You get 10. Did you bid?
I'm going to go 7.
You just heard somebody's guess in the crowd. He says 7, Rachel.
Wait, what was the question?
See, you eat that fucking sugar and you don't know what's happening.
Over here snacking. I thought that you were the one in the hot seat.
I'm trying, Brett.
I was really enjoying myself.
So it moves on to you now.
Okay.
He said 7 out of 10, so you can bid 6, 5, 4. You could just ask him to name
I'll
it.
I'll bid 4.
All right. That asking people to name it thing was a winning formula, I thought. But 4 is a strong bid. What do you
Rory
think,
knows
Rory?
What to do.
I am almost 100% sure Rachel does not even know the category.
Yep. You're
so,
right.
So what kind of a player are you?
I'll tell you the exact kind I am. Name that motherfucking movie.
It's a superhero movie, Rachel, from 2011 that Leonard Maltin did not care for. He gave it 1 star, and the 4 names at the bottom of the cast list out of the 10 he lists are Edward Furlong, Chad Coleman, Jamie Harris, and Edward James Olmos. Let's save some time and trouble here and say that you have no idea.
Yeah. And it's not La Familia.
It's not The Postman. I'm going to say it's not The Postman.
Okay, we're going to narrow it down.
Yeah.
Name every movie it's not.
It's not The Accused. It's not The Accused. I'm going to say no one gets raped in this movie. It's
just the ticket buyers. According to Leonard, I kind of liked it.
Yeah, you guys, you don't even know what it is yet.
Yeah, that was weird. They were pre-moaning. I was kidding around about just sitting there naming a bunch of movies.
Okay, Catwoman.
That's not a terrible guess. This is actually a motion picture that the person who made it came on this podcast and said that it didn't go too well. And it's called The Green Hornet. Green Hornet, yeah.
You knew, didn't you?
All right, so that means that Rory's got a point now.
Rory's got a point.
Josh, yeah. Where you at, Josh? Josh, go deep, bro, go deep.
That means we start with Mark again. This time we go to Rory. So you do have a little time this time, Rachel, but you do also need to pay attention to what's happening.
Does she?
Rory's fault. Rory was giving me snacks.
And here I am with a point.
Your plan is working. They're always glad you came, Rory. That's movies with actors from Cheers.
Okay.
People have been writing to me saying it should be actors from Cheers who have had sex, but just actors from Cheers. Batman versus Bateman. That's the films that feature both Jason Bateman and Ben Affleck. And the El Duderino category, and that's movies where the title is 7 words or more, you know, if you're not into the whole brevity thing.
Do I get to pick it? Because I was out of
You get to pick it, yeah. Didn't I say that?
I don't remember.
I think I did.
Okay, sorry.
Three categories ago.
I'm not picking it? You're picking it?
Mark is picking it, and then it's going to Rory, and then Rachel should be paying attention. I think I said all of that.
Yeah, you said Rachel had to pay attention.
Rory and Rachel and Mark need to pay attention. I almost forgot who was up here.
Jason Bateman and Ben Affleck are in it together?
I'd have to say that's pretty much what the category is.
Okay.
I think it narrows it down to two films.
You're right.
Maybe 3.
And so
you take longer than anyone to pick a category, Mark.
Sorry,
Wahlberg.
It's the Deuterino, 7 names, and then it's the Bateman people.
Yeah. It's 3 movies that you have absolutely no idea what they are.
Okay,
the answers.
Enough.
So just pick any of those categories.
Cheers ones. Yeah, fun.
All right, let's do Cheers.
Okay.
In honor of Jeffrey Tate.
Did he die?
What?
2 stars from Leonard for this movie from 2006.
Okay.
Yeah, he calls it He calls this the weakest in a series of films.
Mm-hmm.
And he also says that they shortchange character development in favor of explosions and special effects.
Holy shit.
Yeah, and he lists a whopping fucking 19 names.
Whoa.
Holy shit is right, you guys. 19 names. There's more murmuring in the crowd here than most shows. It's interesting. Everyone's just kind of like...
That's Vegas.
Yeah, yeah.
Murmur.
They're all talking strategy. What do you think, Mark? Like today.
Okay.
This program has 3 minutes left to go.
You're right.
We might have to play two or three more rounds of this.
Okay, I can do it in half the names.
So that would be...
Fine, I'll do
I'm holding you to that bid. Your bid.
I was going to say no names. I was going to say no names.
Your bid... Oh, what?
Or I could go no.
I was going to say your bid is 8.5 names.
Ooh.
Wait, you're saying
which
that
means I will only give you one of the...
No names?
Huh?
Yeah, fuck it. Yeah, nine
okay,
names.
The first bid was a joke.
Right.
Which I appreciate Mark Wahlberg even attempting to make jokes.
It's a beautiful
he's not
thing
a funny
when he
guy.
Does it.
And then
we'll go watch the other guys. I fucking kill it. Or Ted.
So he says no, zero names, Rory.
You can do it in zero names.
That's what he's saying, yes.
You piece of shit.
Go negative one, bro.
I don't think he knows it, my opinion.
Oh, is that coming off pretty strong? I know it. I fucking know it.
I want you to ask him to name it, Rory, because I think that'll end this game.
All right, name it.
What is it, Mark?
No, just kidding.
See, I told you.
No Country for Old Men?
No.
Wait, what's
in that? Woody Harrelson's in it.
Wait a second, but this was a series of films? The No Country for Old Men
yeah,
series?
Books. You know how many fucking books there are?
But this we're talking about a film series.
I'm just saying,
I can't
made a
believe
lot of
you
books.
Went zero names.
That was pretty intense.
I know, it's almost...
Yeah, but it also got us... So you brought us in right on time. I appreciate that, because Rory's our winner.
Damn
and,
it.
The movie's called X-Men, The Last Stand, featuring Kelsey Grammer as the Beast.
Oh, fair enough.
Star of Cheers, yes. Fair enough indeed. Now Rory's throwing out the remaining candies in a sort of a victory celebration. It's kind of, but it's not
but
a very energetic.
There's a sadness energetic. To it, too.
It's not, yeah, yeah. There's no energy to it. He throws an overhand.
He seems like he's fallen into a low-grade depression.
He already knows
now
that
Now he's
it's,
weeping. Now he's weeping.
He knows that it's not going to get any better than winning right here.
A single
at
man
the Plaza
tear
Hotel
just fell down
downtown
his face.
Vegas.
I've won two in a row now. I'd just like to point that out, that I've won two in a row, and I don't even know.
You know what?
I don't even know how any of the games even work.
I look like
congratulations.
I'll throw treats too.
No matter what,
that's
a
right.
lot of people.
That's how you throw treats.
Rory, what do you got to plug, buddy?
I'll tell you what I got to plug.
You got your show Lower Level coming back.
Lower Level is back. Ground Floor premieres December 9th on TBS. If you do not like the show, turn your TV on and leave the room for half an hour.
It's not even that hard to do, is it? Just do that for someone.
I think it counts.
I need a house. I need a 5-bedroom house.
They're great, dude.
It's my understanding, Rory, that they can just watch 2 or 3 minutes of it and you're good.
Like
well,
a trailer?
That makes it even easier.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Just
watch
it, turn
watch
it on, go take a shit, come back, change the channel.
That's what
but
people
seriously,
do with
watch the program. It's got the guy from Scrubs on it, not that one everybody hates. I don't know. People seem to not like Zach Braff. I like him.
Oh, I thought you meant Donald Faison.
He's so funny in Pitch Perfect. All right, so anything else? So you got any live dates, Rory?
Go to my website, roryscoville.com, for all information about anything that's ever happened to me, past, present, or future.
Seems like a lot of work. Rachel, what do you got coming up besides you're here at Harrah's Improv all weekend long in Vegas?
Yes, I'm here. I'll be at the Comedy Club in Rochester.
Could you be more specific, please?
That's what it's called. Isn't that...
The Comedy Club.
It's literally called The Comedy Club.
Yeah,
it's
that's
just
what
a
they should all be called.
That's a better name than most, by
yeah,
the way.
It really is. But it's you never hear that, so that's why I made that
I know.
Joke.
It's a foolish name. That's what my mom thinks it's called, and it actually is this time. I have a half hour special on Comedy Central now. You can download it on, or I mean, you can find it on demand, Rachel mm-hmm. Feinstein, or go to my website, rachel-feinstein.com.
Super easy
that
to spell.
That could happen.
And, yeah. And Mark Wahlberg?
Fucking, we're prepping the next fucking Transformers that everybody's going to love. And other than that, just because I promised him I would do it, follow Donnie on Twitter, at Mark's brother.
If you're going to be in the Austin area during Fantastic Fest, or you're going to Fantastic Fest, be sure to come by and say hi. I'm going to do a Doug Loves Movies from there, and a Movie Interruption, and who else knows what other good stuff. And yeah, I got a couple of fun things coming up in Austin. But anyway, enough of that for now. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Las Vegas, for coming out. Mostly locals, I assume. Appreciate that you guys support the show every time we come to town. And Rachel, can you pass me the box of cereal? Does it have a shithead on the back?
Yes.
Okay, good. Here we go. But I'll give it back to you because you deserve to have that.
That was really sad. I just threw some Pop Rocks and they landed on the
guys,
stage.
If you're going to eat this shit that Rory's throwing out there, do it on the elliptical. It is bad for you.
All right, well, thanks again to everyone. Thank you. Let's have a big round of applause for Rory Scovel, Rachel Feinstein, and Mark Wahlberg. And as always, bringing babies to a Doug Loves Movies taping is a shithead. Here's your cereal back, Rachel. Thank you. And hey, Rory, can you pick up your microphone real quick and come over here? Just want you to read this last shithead. It's kind of a fun honor for you to say this. Say it.
I shouldn't say this?
No, say it. Please say it.
Is a shithead. Wait, why did I have to say it?
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky.